Greetings. You are listening to the Be Free podcast, and I am your host, Amanda Joyce. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I am going to talk to you about freedom in the area of being able to move and walk through the doors that we are asking to be opened for us. This is actually the second part of the last installment, which was obtaining freedom in the area of weight and weight loss, my weight loss journey. So I was prompted to do this second half because it all goes together. The reason I started to aggressively work on my weight is because I asked God to open doors, and the doors that I asked him to open, I literally was not able and prepared to walk through them. And so that brings me to this podcast, making sure that we are prepared to walk through the doors that God opens for us. Oftentimes we pray for things, but we really need to ask ourselves, are we ready for God to answer that prayer? And so at the time, I wanted a singing career. I really did. I desired a singing career, but I was not able to walk through that door if God had opened it at that time. And so I had to put the work in. In the last podcast, I spoke about not being able to stand long periods of time. And so you have to look at things from a realistic standpoint. Costumes, flying, that's a big thing. I wanted to be a national and international artist. And so, once again, if you have not heard the previous podcast on my weight loss journey, you might want to listen to it so you're not lost. It's powerful. But things such as flying was a challenge for me. And so in order for me to be able to be the artist that I desire to be, I had to make sure that I was able to actually physically get on an airplane and actually physically be able to stand and sing. And so it really got me to thinking. Another part is financial stability and making sure that the doors we are asking God to open for us, we are financially ready to do so. And actually, right before I started to record this podcast, it dropped in my spirit to really do a separate podcast on how I obtain financial freedom. And I'm going to do that. But ministry takes money. Back in 2017, I began recording my single Be Free. It takes money, and not just a little bit of money. It takes money. And then the Be Free concert, it took money, upfront money, and putting out CDs and different things of that nature. It takes money. Money. Ministry takes money. So oftentimes we may pray for God to bless us in certain areas with certain things, especially is there is a business side to ministry. And along with that business side comes money. So things like credit score, things like savings accounts, those need to become a part of our daily and monthly conversation, our daily and monthly planning, our daily and monthly thoughts. We have to make sure that we are financially ready to obtain the things that we are asking for. I know my pastor, Latasha Culkin. Shout out to Pastor, Senior Leader Latasha Culkin, Living Water Worship Assembly. She actually had her passport about 2 weeks ago, and she said, international. How can I be international and I don't have my passport? That is so profound. Like, we are asking God to open up astronomical doors. Like, we want him to open up garage size doors and open up windows all around the house. But we have to be ready. We have to be ready when he opens those doors, when he presents us with those opportunities. So the area of physical fitness, being able to fulfill and carry out those missions that he sets before us. Financially, being able to financially walk through doors, financially make moves. We have to think about those things. It all goes in hand in hand. Relationships. We have to make sure that we don't burn bridges. I'll never forget when I attended SIU a long time ago. There was a lady named Monique Gavin, who was actually the bridge. She was the bridge to who I am today, and I'm forever indebted to Monique. Monique was a catalyst in my future, and she used to sing soprano next to me in VOI, and I never knew that she was going to be the person that held the key to my complete future, like seriously. And had I just dismissed her or had a problem with her or didn't like her or didn't talk to her or set up problems and issues, I would have really made it difficult for myself. And so relationships, make sure that when God opens up doors that we can be friendly and we can work with the people on the other side of those doors. Let's make sure that our reputation that precedes us is positive and one of love and one of joy and peace and not negativity and not nasty and not cunning and con artists and evil. We want to make sure that when we go through those doors, we are well received and not shut out by people on the other side of those doors. We also want to make sure that our heart is right. It is no secret. I desire to be married. That is not a secret. I love marriage. That's just the bottom line. I think it's beautiful. But I have to make sure that I'm ready for that. We have to make sure that when God brings our husband, when God brings our mate, we're whole. They don't deserve to get us with a jacked up title with liens. They deserve to get us with a free and clear title. They deserve to get us, and all of us, and only us. And so in this period of singleness, it is my obligation to make sure that I am whole when they come. And so I encourage you all that desire relationship and desire mates. That's not a bad thing. But we want to make sure that we are ready when God opens that door, when God brings that man and he looks upon us and says, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, that we are ready, to become one. We're ready to become one. And so this podcast, I encourage each and every one of you all to look in your lives, examine those things that you are asking of God, examine those prayers that you have whispered to God, examine those things that you desire in your heart, examine them. Education. Make sure that we are educated. Make sure that we have the degrees and we have the certification that is necessary for those doors that we are asking God to open for us. I am not one that will really engage in conversation that consists of, oh, you don't need a degree and you don't need this and you don't need that. In some instances, you don't, but make sure that you are well prepared, because sometimes it does, that piece of paper does make or break you. I have sat on the side of interviewing. I have sat on the side of choosing candidates, and there are just certain requirements that need to be met. And sometimes those requirements are degrees or certifications. So make sure that you do what you're supposed to do and prepare so that you can even make it to the table for the interview, so that you can even be considered for the interview, so that you can even be considered for the position. And so we want to make sure that we're not so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. We want to make sure that we take care of our business. God gives us common sense. We want to make sure that we take care of our business here on earth and make sure that we do what we need to do so that when he opens those doors, we can walk through. I remember one time my sister Monique, we were having a conversation and we were just talking about opportunities. And I said, you know what, Monique, I said, when opportunity knocks, we need to have our bags packed sitting by the front door, because we don't have time to say, oh, wait a minute, hold on, I got to go and pack my bag. No, make sure that you are ready when opportunity knocks. My friend Jay Skrilla, he told me once, I will never forget it. He said, if you stay ready, you never got to get ready. It's so true. It's all in preparation. And so I encourage you, that's how we obtain freedom in different areas of our lives. Preparation, being prepared to walk through the doors that God opens for us. Thank you so much for tuning in. I pray that these podcasts bless somebody, even if it's one person. It is worth it. It is worth it. Thank you so much. Until next time. Bye-bye.